Referendum Measure Number 90, Complete Text. Language in double parentheses with a line through it is existing state law. It will be taken out of the law if this measure is approved by voters. Underlined language does not appear in current state law, but will be added to the law if this measure is approved by voters. I will make note verbally of which language is to be removed and which language is to be added. An act relating to requiring comprehensive sexual health education that is consistent with the Washington State Health and Physical Education K-12 learning standards and that requires affirmative consent curriculum and amending RCW 28A.300.475. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Washington. Section 1. RCW 28A.300.475 and 2007 C-265-S2 are each amended to read as follows. 1. Removal of the text by September 1, 2008. Inserting the text A-1 in accordance with the requirements of this section. The previous text to be included. Every public school, then deleting the text that offers, and adding the text, shall provide comprehensive sexual health education, removing the text, must assure that, and inserting the text, to each student by the 2022-23 school year. The curriculum, instruction, and materials used to provide the comprehensive, that previous text to be added, sexual health education, removing the word is and adding the text must be, medically and scientifically accurate, age appropriate, removing the text appropriate for students regardless of gender, race, disability, status, or sexual orientation, and inserting the text and inclusive of all students regardless of their protected class status under Chapter 49.60 RCW, and including the word must, and changing the word includes to include, information about abstinence and other methods of preventing unintended pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. Removing the text, all sexual health information, instruction, and materials must be medically and scientifically accurate. Abstinence may not be taught to the exclusion of other materials and instruction on contraceptives and disease prevention. Now adding the text of a couple of longer sections. 2A. Beginning in the 2020-21 school year, any public school that provides comprehensive sexual health education must ensure that the curriculum, instruction, and materials include information about affirmative consent and bystander training. Also adding the text. B. The school district boards of directors of one or more public schools that are not providing comprehensive sexual health education in either the 2019-20 school year, the 2020-21 school year, or both, must prepare for incorporating information about affirmative consent and bystander training into the comprehensive sexual health education curriculum, instruction, and materials required by this section. In satisfying the requirements of this subsection 1A-2B, school district boards of directors must also, no later than the 2020-21 school year, consult with parents and guardians of students, local communities, and the Washington State School Directors Association. All of that previous text to be added. Also adding a subsection B, which begins with A, and then adding the word public. School may choose to use separate outside speakers or prepared curriculum to teach different content areas or units within, striking the word the and adding the word its, comprehensive sexual health, adding the word education program, striking the words as long as, and adding the word if. All speakers, curriculum, and materials used are in compliance with this section. Adding the text of the subsection C, comprehensive sexual health education must be consistent with, adding the phrase, the Washington State Health and Physical Education K-12 learning standards and the January 2005 guidelines for sexual health information and disease prevention developed by the Department of Health and the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. 2, striking the following text, as used in Chapter 265, Laws of 2007, quote, medically and scientifically accurate, unquote, means information that is verified or supported by research in compliance with scientific methods, is published in peer-reviewed journals, where appropriate, and is recognized as accurate and objective by professional organizations and agencies with expertise in the field of sexual health, including but not limited to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Washington State Department of Health, and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. All of that previous text to be stricken, and adding the following texts. A. Beginning in the 2021-22 school year, comprehensive sexual health education must be provided to all public school students in grades 6 through 12. B. Beginning in the 2022-23 school year, comprehensive sexual health education must be provided to all public school students. C. The provision of comprehensive sexual health education to public school students, as required by A and B of this subsection 2, must be provided no less than 1. Once to students in kindergarten through grade 3. 2. Once to students in grades 4 through 5. 3. Twice to students in grades 6 through 8, and 4, twice to students in grades 9 through 12, all of that previous text to be added. 3. The, adding these words, Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction and the Department of Health shall make, adding the phrase, the Washington State Health and Physical Education K through 12 Learning Standards and the January 2005 Guidelines for Sexual Health Information and Disease Prevention, available to, adding the word public, changing school to schools, removing the word districts, teachers and guest speakers on their websites. Within available resources, the, adding the words Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction and the Department of Health shall, adding the phrase, also and to the extent permitted by applicable federal law, make any related information, model policies, curricula, or other resources available, striking the words as well, and adding the text on their websites. 4. The, adding the words Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction in consultation with the Department of Health shall develop a list of, adding the word comprehensive, sexual health education curricula that are consistent with the 2005 Guidelines for Sexual Health Information and Disease Prevention, adding the phrase, the Washington State Health and Physical Education K through 12 Learning Standards and this section. This list, striking the words shall be intended to, and adding the words which may, serve as a resource for schools, teachers, or any other organization or community group, striking the words and shall, and instead adding the word must, be updated, striking the phrase no less frequently than, and adding the words at least, annually, and adding the words must be, made available on the websites of the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction and the Department of Health. 5. Adding the following text. Subject to the availability of amounts appropriated for this specific purpose, the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction shall periodically review and revise as necessary training materials, which may be in an electronic format for classroom teachers and principals to implement the applicable requirements of this section. The initial review required by this subsection 5 must be completed by March 1, 2021. All of that previous text to be added. Also adding now Subsection 6A, public schools, striking the words, that offer sexual health education, are encouraged to review their, adding the word comprehensive, sexual health, adding the word education, curricula, and choose a curriculum from the list developed under subsection 4 of this section. Any public school, striking the phrase, that offers sexual health education, may identify, choose, or develop any other curriculum if, striking the words, the curriculum chosen or developed, and adding the word it, complies with the requirements of this section. Adding the text of the two next subsections, B, if a public school chooses a curriculum that is not from the list developed under subsection 4 of this section, the public school or applicable school district, in consultation with the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction, must conduct a review of the selected or developed curriculum to ensure compliance with the requirements of this section using a comprehensive sexual health education curriculum analysis tool of the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. C. The Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction shall provide technical assistance to public schools and school districts that is consistent with the curricular review, selection, and development provisions in A and B of this subsection 6. All of that previous text to be added. Striking 6 for the subsection, but changing and adding 7A. Any parent or legal guardian who wishes to have his or her child excused from any planned instruction in, adding the word comprehensive, sexual health education may do so upon filing a written request with the school district board of directors or its designee, or the principal of the school his or her child attends, or the principal's designee. Adding the text, the person or entity to whom the request is directed must grant the written request to have the student excused from this instruction in accordance with this subsection. In addition, any parent or legal guardian may review the, adding the word comprehensive, sexual health education curriculum, deleting the word offered and adding the word provided, in his or her child's school by filing a written request with the school district board of directors, the principal of the school his or her child attends, or the principal's designee. Striking the following text, 7. The Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction shall, through its Washington State School Health Profile Survey or other existing reporting mechanism, ask public, and now adding subsection B and the following text. At the beginning of the 2021-22 school year, each school providing comprehensive sexual health education must notify parents and guardians in writing or in accordance with the methods the school finds most effective in communicating with parents that the school will be providing comprehensive sexual health education during the school year. The notice must include or provide a means for electronic access to all course materials by grade that will be used at the school during the instruction. All of that text to be added, as well as the beginning of the next section, 8A, public. Schools, striking the word to, adding the text, shall annually by September 1st, identify, adding the text, to the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction, any curricula used, adding the words by the school, to provide, adding the word comprehensive, sexual health education, striking the following words, and shall report the results of this inquiry to the legislature on a biennial basis beginning with the 2008-09 school year, and adding the text, as required by this section. Materials provided by schools under this subsection 8A must also describe how the provided classroom instruction aligns with the requirements of this section. Continuing to add text here, B. The Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction shall summarize and, in accordance with RCW 43.01.036, report the results provided under A of this subsection 8 to the Education Committees of the House of Representatives and the Senate biennially, beginning after the 2022-23 school year. Deleting the text, 8, the requirement. Adding the text, 9. RCW 28A.600.480(2), which encourages school employees, students, and volunteers, that previous text all added, to report harassment, intimidation, or bullying, striking the text under RCW 28A.600.480(2), applies to this section. Adding the following text. 10. Nothing in this section expresses legislative intent to require that comprehensive sexual health education or components of comprehensive sexual health education be integrated into curriculum, materials, or instruction in unrelated subject matters or courses. 11. For the purposes of this section, A, quote, affirmative consent, unquote, means a conscious and voluntary agreement to engage in sexual activity as a requirement before sexual activity. B, quote, Comprehensive sexual health education, unquote, means recurring instruction in human development and reproduction that is age-appropriate and inclusive of all students, regardless of their protected class status, under Chapter 49.60 RCW. All curriculum, instruction, and materials used in providing comprehensive sexual health education must be medically and scientifically accurate and must use language and strategies that recognize all members of protected classes under Chapter 49.60 RCW. Comprehensive sexual health education for students in kindergarten through grade 3 must be instruction in social-emotional learning that is consistent with learning standards and benchmarks adopted by the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction under RCW 28A.300.478. Comprehensive sexual health education for students in grades 4 through 12 must include information about 1. The physiological, psychological, and sociological developmental processes experienced by an individual. 2. The development of intrapersonal and interpersonal skills to communicate respectfully and effectively, to reduce health risks, and choose healthy behaviors and relationships that are based on mutual respect and affection and are free from violence, coercion, and intimidation. 3. Health care and prevention resources. 4. The development of meaningful relationships and avoidance of exploitative relationships. 5. Understanding the influences of family, peers, community, and the media throughout life on healthy sexual relationships. And 6. Affirmative consent and recognizing and responding safely and effectively when violence or a risk of violence is or may be present with strategies that include bystander training. C. Quote, medically and scientifically accurate, unquote, means information that is verified or supported by research in compliance with scientific methods, is published in peer-reviewed journals where appropriate, and is recognized as accurate and objective by professional organizations and agencies with expertise in the field of sexual health, including but not limited to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Washington State Department of Health, and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And D, quote, public schools, unquote, has the same meaning as in RCW 28A.150.010. All of that previous text to be added. End.